Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
All right, nice to have you back with us, Bruce. You are now on FM as well. How about that?
You know, it fulfills a lifetime dream.
Well, your
music, I thought if I ever got an FM, I'd be introducing, like, you know, Black Sabbath and Metallica.
I'm saying, come on, you're a music guy. This is huge for you. You know, this
I'd love to have I'd be my own DJ. That'd be spectacular.
Yeah, exactly. This could be a new career for you.
Yeah.
Very good. Hey, Javier Baez today, hairline fracture. Arizona getting a great game from Young today. Looks like they could beat the Reds. Arizona's putting a real full-court press on the Cubs here.
Yeah, they were, I think, 2.5 back going in. They're on this hot streak all of a sudden. I don't think anybody really saw it coming, but the Cubs, you know, all of a sudden with Baez, and I see Kimbrel is out now. It's questionable whether he's going to be able to pitch at full strength the rest of the way. So, but Baez is a big loss. He's one of the great shows in the game. He's a guy you pay to see. That's a real shame.
Yeah, I talked a little bit earlier about the 200-hit guy. Come on, this is a National League. We got, you know, Pete Rose, and, you know, there's such great history of this league. Marte has 175 going in. I know he got at least one today. Then you got to go to Arenado, 165. There may be only one, if possible, in the league for 200 hits because now strikeouts are bigger than hits.
Strikeouts are acceptable now, which to me is quite unacceptable. But, you know, you're right. In past years, if it was a big year for offense and a lot of guys are hitting home runs, and, you know, you would just expect several guys to be around 200 hits. And it's a shame. It's a great stat, and I don't care what anybody says. 200 hits is a hell of a stat, and I'd hate to think that the whole league goes blank on that.
Yeah, it could happen, and I'd have to get the stat guys out to figure it out the last time, you know, in a full 162 that they didn't have a 200-hit guy or only had one. So maybe going the way of the 20-game winner because, as you say, walks, strikeouts, and home runs, and people don't spray the ball around. You know, it just doesn't happen. So interesting. I thought that's Arenado's next at 165.
Mm. Yeah, the postseason is going to be interesting because, you know, Houston, for all the power that they have, they do a lot of smart hitting. You know, opposite field stuff. They have, you know, a guy like Bregman who's basically a Deadpool hitter, but he'll go the other way. A lot of those guys, Altuve, you know, will go the other way when they have to. And it's going to take a team hitting smart during the postseason and winning it all and showing everybody that, you know, that you need a balance to win it all. You can't just be swinging from the heels all the time. But until then, who knows when it stops.
Well, the other thing, we've done the show for so many years. I always like to say at the end of the year, look at the starting pitching and the top teams with starting pitching. Those will be your playoff teams. And then this year, it was different because starting pitchers were now in with the relievers, and the relievers were worse than the starting pitching, but they were determining all the games, and they still are. But I look today, and I'm just going to run through this very quickly for you. These are the top starting pitching teams in the National League. And just think of how many are playoff teams. L.A., Washington, New York, St. Louis, the Cubs, Cincinnati, Atlanta, and Arizona. So starting pitching, maybe the playoff will be dominated by starting pitching again.
Well, I think it always will be. I mean, Houston, they've got the top three ERA guys in the league, with Verlander, Cole, and Miley. I mean, it's ridiculous to think that as much as we see, you know, the parade of bullpens and yanking guys out before 100 pitches and all that, when it comes right down to it, you know, guys like Verlander and Scherzer are going to be at the forefront and deciding things, you know, Lester and just the guys that you're used to. I'm glad to see the A's get a good rotation going. They're not going to be going into the wild card game with an opener, in quotes. So there's always going to be room for the starting pitcher, always.
Yeah, I love it. I'm glad to see it because I've said this for years. Other than the Mets, and they're still in it, Cincinnati of this group, that's the only team that I'd say is not in it. But everybody else is a potential playoff team, and it goes with the starting pitching. So I'm glad that it held true to form. What do you think of Lorenzen the other night, Bruce? This is an outfielder who pitched and hit a home run and stole a base and sold popcorn all in one game, the first since Babe Ruth to do it.
I wish there were more of them. I tell you, I heard a clip from Tom Brenneman, the son of the great Marty Brenneman, who calls games now for the Reds, and he goes, "You can't tell me there are five better hitters on this roster than Lorenzen." He said that on the air. And I don't know how that played in the clubhouse, but, you know, you look at Lorenzen, he's an extremely well-built guy. He totally looks like a hitter. He looks like an outfielder. And when he's on the mound, he looks like a pitcher. I just hope... we see more of this. You know, Tampa Bay's got Brendan McKay. He's been pitching well lately. He hasn't really held up on the hitting end. You know, Otani, he speaks for himself as sort of the standard. But we need more guys like Lorenzen. We need more guys who can play the field, you know, get into the lineup and hit. Lorenzen is a big-time power hitter. He really jacks them out of there. And he's fun to watch. It's a great thing.
Oh, it is. You know, he pitched in the game. Hit a home run and played the outfield. The last one to do it is Babe Ruth.
Yeah, we're going back to 1921, so that's fairly significant.
It. Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was a good one. The other one that got me this week was Wilson Ramos, the catcher. You see this? He stole second base, his first stolen base in 3,364 plate appearances. And he, Russ Nixon was second at 2,715. So he wants second base, right? Well, yeah. Acuna stole second base in the same game. It was his 30th. He's a 30-30 guy. He wants second base. So the Mets have to – and it's. I think the Mets are the home team, so I could tell you who got second base.
Yeah, I wouldn't give it to either one of them. Let's maybe 40-40, you know.
Well, Acuna, you know, that, and Dave Fleming asked me this question the other day, and I'll ask you this. If you were starting a team today, would you take Soto or Acuna?
Oh, what a great question. I taped the Braves and the Washington game specifically, not just for those guys, but mostly to watch what those guys are going to do. I don't know. I mean, Acuna, he's got an even better arm than Soto. He's throwing out guys right and left. He's probably the best power opposite field power guy in the game right now. You know, Judge is in there too, but he hits a lot of pop flies that go out of the Yankee Stadium. But Acuna really has exceptional off field power. He does it all. They both do. Soto's phenomenal. Soto's especially good in the clutch. You see him up in these big situations, and he's just squaring up the ball. So it's a toss up. I think I'd probably go Soto right now.
Okay, 20 years old. You know, I thought about the question. You know, there's no wrong answer.
No,
I don't care. You give me either one of them.
Oh, yeah, either one. They're equal. I can't even really answer that with any conviction.
Yeah, Acuna could be 40-40. I think he's got 36 homers, 33 stolen bases. So
yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, that would be interesting. The other one that I found interesting today, another transaction by the Giants. And Bruce,
every day.
I imagine, well, it must be some sort of record here or something, some consecutive days with transactions. It's Wandy Peralta is now a Giant, and all they do is accumulate these people and shake it up, and they're relief pitchers. And, you know, relievers, 1 year fine, next year not so good, next year better. And I guess that's the method to the madness here.
Yeah, there's a lot of madness in there, a lot of rampant insignificance with the moves they make, literally every day. And you just have to, you know, be glad that they got Yastrzemski and Dickerson and God and some of these guys on deals that didn't seem like anything at the time, and, you know, and have proven to be great. I mean, Farhan really works it. You know, he's coming at it from a disadvantage, and he's done enough to keep the team interesting. I think right now you have to think it's too much of an uphill battle right now. They're 8.5 out and 6 teams ahead of them, and, you know, the team right ahead of them, the Mets, are 3.5 up on them, and they're going crazy. So, I mean, the Giants are 68-73. They just really have no business in this discussion.
No, not at all. And my whole point for these guys, just get to Bochy's 2,000.
Yeah, that would be great, yeah.
You know, just get them to...
It's so much of it is about Bochy. Everywhere they go, there's these great tributes, and you know, the teams really mean it. There's a tremendous appreciation for him, and he's going to be the biggest story at the finish.
Yeah. Did you hear Vin Scully last night? Did you get to hear some of it?
I did not hear it, and I wish I had. That was how special is that, that he did that? I mean, he's been very quiet in his retirement, which is great. It's a very classy retirement. He's not hanging around to let people know that he's still, you know, the great Vin Scully, which is pretty clear, but...
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to find that if I can hear. I'd love to hear it.
Well, it's only a couple of minutes. Raf could play it right now. This is a good movie. Would you like to hear it now?
Yeah.
All right, Raf, go ahead.
Hi, everybody, and a very pleasant good evening to you. The man we honor tonight, Bruce Bochy, was the sixth major league player to be born in France, and he really came at age against Nolan Ryan. On July 1st, 1985, it was Bruce Bochy who hit his 13th Major League home run of his career, his first walk-off, his first extra inning blast, the first he ever hit versus Nolan Ryan, and the first and only walk-off home run Nolan Ryan ever surrendered in his career. Bruce Bochy took the San Diego Padres to the 1998 World Series and became the first foreign-born manager to reach a World Series. 12 years later, he took the Giants to the series in 2010 and again became the first European-born manager to win a World Series. Bruce was the fifth manager to lead a team to three titles in a five-year span, 2010, 2012, and 2014. And, hold your breath, he had the most wins by a visiting manager at Dodger Stadium. Bruce Bochy was always teased throughout his career about the fact that he had a size 8 hat. I think that's true. But with all of his victories, with all of his great moments, he could never, ever be accused of having a big head. Big heart? Yes. And the fact that he has won the most games here at Dodger Stadium is another reason for all of us to wish him a wonderful retirement.
Wow. How'd you like that?
Well, that just adds a touch of royalty, doesn't it? It's great because my wife asked me this morning if we had Vin on tape, because she and my daughter, Molly, are both huge fans of his and have had a chance to meet him. And they're driving right now, and I told them to listen to the show. So I think Martha and Molly just got to hear Vin, which is very special.
Good.
But how great is that?
Yeah, what a class guy. Isn't it amazing? It's just... Hello, everybody. You know,
and that's my whole upbringing, Marty. I when the Dodgers moved west, Vin Scully came with him, and he's the biggest reason I became a fan and a sports writer. And he's one of those life changing guys. To hear him every night, what a privilege growing up.
Yep, unbelievable. I'm glad we could play that for you. Very good, Martha and Molly. I hope you enjoyed it. A good game last night. I thought it was I watched the Giants play the Dodgers. I watched them play the Cardinals. It looks like night and day. And Mauricio Dubon, the kid, there's something about him, and I realize they'll learn how to pitch him, and maybe he'll chase for the rest of the year, and he'll get three hits. But there's just something about this kid, the hands, the athletic ability, the look in his eye, the enthusiasm. This is the first kid that they brought up who I say he could play for 10 years.
Yeah, he's very good in the field. I think that's pretty clear. The hands and the transfer, and the sure hands on the ground ball, the range. His attitude is great. He's a very watchable player. He's very excited, but he's not like over the moon or anything, because he feels he belongs there. And to start out double homer against Kershaw, that's who else has ever done that? For that matter, who ever from the Giants has had a game like that against Kershaw?
I think Longoria and Pence had two doubles, but nothing like this.
Yeah. I really love him. I want him in there every day. I know they've got a lot of options here and there, but I want to see him at short or second the rest of the way so we can really get a good look at him.
I like when Dave Roberts starts managing, because it's always going to be a disaster. I'm telling you, Bruce, once he starts making moves, I'm telling you, if it's not scripted for the guy, Bochy just took him to the cleaners last night.
Oh, jeez. Well, Roberts managed him right out of the World Series with the stupid yanks on Buehler, and especially Rich Hill. And, you know, when he when the pitch into we're walking Posey wasn't that last night when he walked?
Yeah, Posey had struck out and into a double play, and they walked him, and then he brought in the lefty, and he brought in the righty, and then the Bochy went to Yastrzemski.
Yeah, totally burned him. And, you know, taking out Kershaw was ridiculous, too. And Kershaw was extremely upset.
Yeah, he was.
I thought he was going to place kick that water cooler right through the uprights. But good thing is, I hope his toes are okay. But, yeah, you're right. I think that's the one thing Dodger fans should be worried about is whether he's going to overmanage his way into some disasters in October.
Yeah, I love when he starts managing. I tell you, when he starts making moves, something's going to happen. And, you know, so it was a good game. What do you take from all this? They go to L.A., they take on the Dodgers. Even when they lost 3 or 4, they were tough games. They fought the whole way. And they go to St. Louis, and it looks like they don't belong on the same field.
Yeah, what I take from it is 68-73. That suggests a team that is not going to be reliable, is going to pull off, you know, some great stuff here and there, but you can't depend on. And that's kind of the way it's been. And fortunately, there's been enough infusion of youth with Dubon and Yaz and Dickerson and Logan Webb and so many players that it's been interesting. And it's given you a look into the future, and a lot of it looks pretty bright. But, you know, nothing surprises me. They beat the Dodgers 10-0 or lose to, you know, the Cubs 18-0.
Yeah, you're right. 68-73 tells a story. So they just have to get to 74 and just get them as 2,000, and then everyone will be happy. We've got plenty to talk about tomorrow and in the weeks ahead of what that last celebration should look like for Bochy. Mm-hmm. He didn't get a bottle of wine last night, but he got a Koufax signed jersey. That was pretty cool.
Oh, man. That ranks way ahead of a bottle of wine for me, especially because Bruce has quite a stash of his favorite wines, and it is great that teams are giving him that. But Koufax, you know, come on, Scully and Koufax, the Dodgers are now clearly in the lead on Bochy tributes.
Well, and that was Bochy's guy growing up.
Yeah,
but he's got so much wine, he opened a winery, apparently, in San Diego.
in the clubhouse.
Right. That's it. You want wine, you go to see this guy now. All right, very good. All right, you having a good day?
Yeah, very good. We got a, you know, we're Oregon parents now, and the Ducks are coming on at 4:30, and then Cal plays Washington later, and our neighbors have had a daughter just graduated from Washington, so we're splitting the two games between the two houses, and we're just getting rolling here in a little while. But
very,
meantime, I'm
good.
Catching up on everything else.
Great, great, great to have you on. We'll chat tomorrow. Thanks, Bruce.
Okay, Marty. Thanks, man.
All right, take care. And that's the great Bruce Jenkins. Always a lot of fun with him. All right, we'll come back. We'll look at this matchup again for those just joining us, Tony Gonsolin and Beatty, and a little bit of the scoreboard, and get you ready for what's coming up here. This is KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie on KNBR, the sports leader.